school district is cutting the budget
7%.
According to the Sunday legislation, Massachusetts school district's cash reserves, changes are needed to avoid bankruptcy. I mean, that's kind of shocking, isn't it? And Terry Dean, district assistant superintendent, wrote the House board. In my professional opinion, the district could be bankrupt. Versus kind of the Christian approach, and it's pretty well known that a lot of these athletes are very they're cynical, a lot of them are not real nice people. They've been treated like gods and kings their whole lives. So, but here's a little bit from the throwing coach, the throwing doctor. So basically, this guy, Tim House, he went from being a professional pitcher to becoming a professional football advisor. And so then he got involved with Drew Brees more than 10 years ago. So this guy basically goes from being a pitching coach to a quarterback coach, and he has just an incredible level of success with these people. That's who has been working with Tim Tebow. And Nolan Ryan credits this guy with his late success. And Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Carson Palmer has had a lot of success in his last year before he blew out his knee again. So you've got this guy giving Tim Tebow this you know, basically his, you know, reworked his mechanics. And they said a lot of these quarterbacks are looking for 1 or 2% improvement in their mechanics. So with Tim Tebow, it was something like 20%. So that's how Tebow ended up getting signed. He spent all this time, you know, reworking everything. And then it turns out that he's able to change enough and to interest the Eagles. And, of course, Chip Kelly, who was the coach at my school, Oregon, was able to figure out a way to use him. And he's got four quarterbacks now, so it is kind of intriguing. Kind of intriguing, and we'll have to see what happens this year. But it's good for the league because a lot of people love Tim Tebow, his attitude, his faith. And the fact that he never gives up, he's never down. And it's just one of those kind of feel-good stories, and we'll see if he is able to bring his play up to a level where people say he can be a starting quarterback. But he could also be a tight end that is involved in some throwing plays, and he's a great runner. He's a pretty fast guy. They say he's about the strongest quarterback they've ever seen. He could... When they tested him, bench press almost 500 pounds. So the guy just has an unbelievable ability to build his body up. All right. So you've got the story of Hillary trying to make it. She's trying to make it. And in the meantime, you've got this issue of feminism behind. And, we're going to get to that in a minute. I've got this story. The USA, they just cracked this plot. NBC News is reporting several men were arrested in this Minnesota-California ISIS plot. And six men arrested Sunday in Minnesota and California on suspicion of supporting ISIS. One of the officials mentioned that not necessarily a danger inside of America, but that these guys were going to be leaving to go to places like Syria to fight. But, you know, I mean, you got to wonder if ISIS or one of these other groups that are associated finds out that there are people inside that want to come over and fight in Syria, those same people could be activated as part of a sleeper cell in America as well. So it's pretty unnerving. And here is a little clip from NBC News. All right, so you're wondering what happened to the story that was local, that was just a few miles from here. The claim from Alex Jones was that they were looking and into a you know, basically claiming that there was an ISIS training ground right next to Juarez. Now, this has come out from Judicial Watch, and so I got a little bit on this from the Alex Jones channel. It's 636 on KOBE, AM 1450, AM Las Cruces. Check this one out. This story is called Aerial Search for ISIS Camp at U.S. Border, and it's just showing pictures of this local area right down the street, Santa Teresa, Columbus, El Paso, Juarez. Taking off in a plane. All right, so shots across the border from this one. What do you think about that? Do you think it's just a bunch of hype? Do you think that they're just making up the story about this local ISIS training camp, or do you think there's something to it, or do you lack the information? I mean, you know, when you hear about this stuff, you immediately feel alarmed, but where's the evidence? All right, so let's take a little teeny tiny break here. This is AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE. I'm Kelly O'Connell, and we'll be right back. It's 6:40, 51 degrees out there right now, and it's going to be a pretty nice day.
I showed you the screen, and it was in Mandarin, but I showed it to you. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
It's 6:44. It's right around 50 degrees out there. It's going to be a high of about 80. So real nice day, maybe 8 to 10 miles an hour wind. So how are your allergies treating you? I haven't been too bad myself. But the fact is, you never know when they're going to kick into high gear, you know? You know what I mean? All right, so basically, I've got another part of this report from Juarez. And you know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to save this for till tomorrow, so we'll just get into it a little bit more there. But these guys go into and 523-1450 to call in. We do have a phone call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
This is Janet Kelly. Back on that ISIS thing.
Yeah.
We spent time with a friend this weekend who knows somebody in that area where this camp is supposed to be.
Yeah.
And this person has driven all over looking for that camp and cannot find it.
So you think it's hype?
Oh, yes. I think it's hype. We came out of Arizona with my husband working over there along the border. And we have people sneak in all the time trying to pretend they're Mexicans and they're Middle Easterners, and they catch them quite regularly. We have people shoot across the border. We're not allowed to shoot back, throw rocks, this sort of stuff. This goes on all the time, and we don't need to get in a panic. We've got people watching very closely what's coming across this border. And, yes, they do sneak in just like anybody else.
All right, but
I think Americans are smart enough to not get tangled up
right
in this hype.
Right. But it sounds like kind of a mixed message here. On the one hand, don't worry. There's no terrorist training camps over there. On the other hand, you said that we do have Middle Easterners sneaking across.
Over in Arizona, they've caught some. Not a big amount, but they've caught some coming in. The thing of it is, they don't eat the same the way as a Mexican eats, and they smell different. You can pick them up. You can find them.
All right. So do you think that any of these people, as far as you know, that are sneaking across the border that are of Middle Eastern extraction, are any of them terrorists, as far as you know?
Have no idea. Just know that they got caught trying to sneak in.
Well, it is a little bit cynical if they're making up these stories about the training camps, and you got to wonder if it's not going to lead to the boy that cried wolf, you know?
That's right. That's right. And as far as I'm concerned, our government does it on a regular basis. If they don't want you to vote for certain somebody, all of a sudden all these stories come out. They all have a hidden agenda back behind all of this.
Yeah. Well, that's I don't know. I find it, you know, you hear these stories, you get alarmed, and then you find out that there's really not anything to it. And I was going to save this for tomorrow, but I do have a clip from the Dallas News that they went to the place where they said that this thing was set up in Anapara, Mexico, and they said basically we don't know what they're talking about it. Basically, in their opinion of the local people, that there's no terrorist cells over there.
Right, right.
I just find that a little bit disappointing. You know, I mean, you shouldn't play with people's emotions like that. And try
That's
to
true.
Capitalize on the fears. So how safe do you think the border is overall from what you've seen? Did you say that you used to live in Arizona or you have friends in Arizona?
Right. In Arizona, my husband was an Arizona Ranger, and he worked the border. They cooperate with every law enforcement over there. And they pick them up regularly, put them in a bus, and send them back. It's just a factory of sending people back that they catch coming across the border, or put them in jail if they have broken the law, and then send them back. And it's just like a factory over there of people coming across and getting sent back.
And
we have an incident where a 16-year-old threw a rock at one of the Border Patrol officers. He shot back, killed the boy, and then there was a big mess. You know, there's stuff coming across that border being thrown, drugs being tossed over the border, whatever. It's almost comical.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about it.
So sad.
All right. Does your husband have any opinion as to, I mean, did your husband, given his work on the border, think that there's going to be a terrorist attack coming across the border down here because it's so porous?
Not really. We've actually probably had more concern about the Mexican military coming across onto our land, and we can't do anything about it.
And
rather than what you would call a terrorist.
Did he know of any incidents where the Mexican military had come across?
They have. The reports have come through to us. They've taken over land a park over there, what is it, a state park, and none of us can go in that state park because that's some reason the government keeps us out of there, and they have access to it.
That's weird. What was the name of the park?
I'm sorry?
What was the name of the park?
It's over there towards Casa Grande. I don't know the name of it, but in that park they took over.
That Casa Grande area is beautiful.
And over at Bowie, they came in and ran this farmer off and took over his land. We have, like, terrorist-type invasion from Mexican cartel, but not like what they're talking about, the international stuff.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call. What was your first name again?
Janice.
Janice. Okay, Janice, I really appreciate the call, and have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, folks, you got it from the mouth of the people and the eyes of the people that were down there. I find it very, it makes me, I don't know, it makes me wonder about Alex Jones, if they're really creating these stories off the top of their head. I know that there's listeners to Alex Jones out there, but I don't know. An ISIS camp on the border just fulfills all of the fears that we already have. You know, living here and knowing that the border has got so many people pouring across it. And, of course, we're going to all be nervous about the idea that, the security situation is so bad in Mexico that anybody could go over there and do anything that they wanted. And we do have a phone call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. I'll be right back. Got another call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Good morning, Kelly. Hey, this is Jim.
Yeah, what's up?
The lady was just talking about the ability for the the people to move into that farmer's land and the areas were really restricted.
Yeah.
That was a concern down here when they did the takeover, when Heinrich and Udall supported taking all this BLM land over. That was the fear that we had, that we would not be able to go in there and do anything, but they could come in and do something.
Yeah, and the claim was that they were trying to get these corridors set up so that people could transition across, or that in setting up these corridors that had something to do with Agenda 21 and bringing these animals back, these lost carnivores and everything, that you would end up accidentally putting corridors that would aid smugglers and terrorists to come across the border. So it is a concern.
Yes, it is. And that was the big thing down here about not getting that land to be approved. Of course, our illustrious representatives and senators, whatever, they pushed it through anyway. Now we cannot go in that land, but they can come in our land.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Jim, anything else?
No, sir. Thanks. Have a good day, Kelly. Thanks.
Okay, you too. All right. If you just called in, I accidentally deleted your call, so call back 523-1450. That was an accident. I got two calls that came in kind of instantaneously at the same time. All right, here we go. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Kelly, it's Mike.
Mike, is Alex Jones a blowhard? Is he making stuff up? What's going on here?
Well, do you think Judicial Watch is legitimate?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's the second time the Judicial Watch. I mean, I always thought the Judicial Watch was on the up and up, but this is the second time that they've reported this. And where's the evidence?
I don't know, but there's, it's kind of strange, Kelly, is like if you look at these BLM lands, like in Oregon right now, they got another one that they're trying to with this Agenda 21. They got the these underground tunnels that are running throughout this country, and they're all under these BLM lands, like in Nevada with that Bundy. There's underground tunnels, and they're shutting down Walmarts around the like they've shut down like six of them and 133 targets up in Canada, and those are military bases. And if you look in this country, they have trains of military cars and military vehicles going right up to these military bases, and underneath they have tunnels. And they're all connected to BLM lands.
Yeah, but how do you know when you hear a story that it's true or that it's, just something made up? I mean, the tunnels. Who built the tunnels, for example?
Well, they show like train loads of military vehicles going up into Canada with Hummers and MRAPs and everything on them. And it's all filmed. It's all, you go on YouTube. You can see it.
I know, but
you're even trying to hide it.
Mike, I understand that you can see videos of American military people going into Canada. How does that prove that they're going up there to build tunnels underneath BLM property? You see what I mean?
Those tunnels are already there.
I know, but Mike, I'm just trying to find out what your level of scrutiny is on these stories.
Well, they just shut down 133 targets up in Canada, okay?
Hold on, Mike. They shut down. So, I mean, Target went up into Canada and failed. I actually studied the story. They said that they just didn't really understand the market up there and didn't adapt their marketing or their prices for Canada. So how is that part of a government plot?
Well, what about like the 6 Walmarts that are just shut down because of plumbing problems for 6 months during this Jade Helm thing that's going on with military drills? What would you say that? Do you think it's all coincidence?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't studied it, but I'm just saying that how is shutting down Walmarts related to the government takeover?
Who knows, Kelly? These people that they just got laid off. One day they're working at Walmart. The next day they're laid off, and Walmart says we got plumbing problems.
But why is that a government?
Shut down our stores for 6 months.
Mike, why is that a government? Why would Walmart shutting some of its stores be part of a government conspiracy by definition?
Why would you not think they'd want to use these Walmarts as
Mike? I'm asking. I'm trying to find out how you connect the dots in your brain. You're saying because they shut down Target, because they shut down Walmart, therefore it's a government conspiracy. Why do you say that?
Kelly, what do you think is going on in this country?
Terrible things going on in the country. That doesn't prove that the shutting down of a Walmart is part of a government conspiracy.
Kelly, you got a Marxist for a president, a communist for a president that wants to take over this country. What do you think is going on? In Washington, you got so much crap and corruption going on. What do you think is going on?
I know,
what do you think they're trying to do?
I understand your position.
They let in over how many illegals in this country, and they're MS-13. They let 36,000 felons, illegal immigrant felons, loose in this country.
All right. So the connection between this and Walmart is what?
I don't know what they'll use those facilities for, but it's awfully strange that they got the police blocking off the Walmarts and they're saying they got plumbing problems.
I'd like to see a little bit more.
It will unravel. Believe me, it will unravel. The truth will come out.
You're the same guy that said that you've never been wrong in any of your predictions.
I didn't say never.
You insinuated
it. I'm usually right on.
Are you occasionally – well, I guess as long as you're following Albert Pike, you're okay.
No, I'll tell you who your next president's going to be. He's going to be Jeb Bush, too, Kelly.
All right,
I told you that a long time ago.
Mike, I'm running out of time. Call back in the next hour. Thank you, folks. Is it so much to ask for a connection between these stories, you know? Target shuts down. It's part of a government conspiracy. Walmart plumbing shuts down 5 stores or whatever. It's, you know – I don't know. Maybe that's asking too much. All right. So, Kelly O'Connell, it's 6:59, and it is 51 degrees outside. 79 is the high, 57 is the low. We're going to come back and talk about feminism, amongst other things. Feminism! It's so exciting. Be right back. Good morning. 7:06 on April 20th, 2015. Hope you're doing well out there. And I just got a couple of, well, we got a story from Mike about this, when we're talking about the possibility of there being a ISIS camp across the border. Now I'm looking at maybe where he got some of his ideas, that there's a connection between Walmart shut down and, well, you know, I mean, let me ask you this. Does it make any sense to say that there's a connection between the Walmart shutdown and the takeover of, I guess, the BLM through these giant, this tunnel system out there? But, you know, there is, I guess, some support for this in some of these stories. Jade Helm, Walmart conspiracy, biggest plumbing job in history, or something far more sinister? And this is from the Inquisitor. And Walmart closures in Texas, California, Florida, and Oklahoma sparked mounting concern over Operation Jade Helm. Five Walmart stores will close abruptly for the next 6 months. Shocked Walmart workers have found themselves suddenly out of a job that they were told that plumbing problems were related to it. And they were given just a few hours notice. Operation Jade Helm involves 1,200 Special Forces team members being dropped into seven southwestern states as part of a realistic military training exercise. The domestic special ops training has become highly controversial. And special ops soldiers, some of the most elite fighting men in the world, will be ordered to operate undetected among the American civil population. What do you think about that, by the way? Do you accept the need for training of this kind in America? Beginning in July, lasting for 8 weeks, Operation Jade Helm will take place in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, Nevada, Utah, and Colorado. For the purpose of training, residents in the entire state of Utah and Texas will be deemed, quote, hostiles. Some of the Army Special Forces teams will reportedly drop to the ground from airplanes while carrying traditional military weapons. So, that one of the Jade, they're showing a map here, one of the Jade Helm spots they're going to be operating in New Mexico is going to be right here in El Paso / Las Cruces. So, all right. So here's where Mike was getting this, or this is at least related to what Mike was talking about. The abrupt Walmart closures announcement has reportedly left employees confused and Americans pondering the existence of Walmart underground tunnels and Operation Jade Helm conspiracy theories. One of the widely circulating rumors associated with the Jade Helm's Walmart story on the internet speculates that the military will use the underground tunnels to move undetected around certain states, with stores being used as either a communications hub or FEMA camps. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but it just seems so far-fetched. But then a critic is going to tell you that it is far-fetched, a lot of the stuff that's already occurred, you know, so... All right, so here is, I've got a little bit of the story right here, and this is from UPI, United Press International, so this is a well-regarded source. That is bizarre, I'll give you that. 2,000 workers across the United States. Customers and employees showed up to a location in Pico Rivera, California on Monday to find locked doors and a sign that read simply closed indefinitely. For the store's 550 workers, it came as quite a shock. Everybody just panicked and started crying, Venanzi Luna, a manager at the Pico Rivera location, told CNN Money Report. What would cause them to shut down instantaneously? Now, even if you don't buy into this idea, which I find very bizarre, that Mike is mentioning, which is now I can see is across the internet, what would be the reason? Now, here's a possible other reason, is that these stores were, according to this story in UPI, in 2013, some Walmart workers and union members accused the chain of retaliating against labor organizers. So this could be related, Mike, and other people, 523-1450 to call in. A Liberty Tax professional there, that it could be related to going after the union. A Liberty Tax professional at a Texas location that was shut down, who wished to be unnamed, said she was forced to vacate the Walmart on April 13th, 2 days before tax filing deadline. And, all right, now here's another story that does make this seem strange. Well, what if this is, I mean, you got to look for alternative explanations as opposed to saying the United States is using Walmart to take over the national forests, et cetera. What if it is related to unions? But here's one person saying, plumber Cody Bauer said in a TV report, I've done a lot of maintenance work out there. I go out to Walmart and I unclog the drains, but there's been no major problems there. It's all been normal and stuff that we do at every store. So they don't believe, and there's no reason to believe, that it is related to plumbing. So is Mike's theory correct, that it has to do with the government using empty Walmarts as staging arenas for FEMA camps or to connect to these underground railroads or whatever they are? Kind of weird, huh? All right, so Operation Jade Helm has got a lot of people freaked out. On the alternative, 523-1450, by the way, on the alternative, it could be union-related, but it doesn't appear to be plumbing-related. So it is 714, and you're listening to AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE. I'm Kelly O'Connell. 523-1450 to call in if you have your own fears over FEMA camps, BLM tunnels, Walmart used as... You know what? It could be like Walmart, like, you know, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. There could be pod people are growing. They're going to planning on growing there. Anyway, 715. This is, by the way, the only place in town that you can talk about this. True or false? And we'll be right back. Good morning. It's 7:17. It is the 20th of April, and we are being told that Walmarts are being shut down across the United States, according to some, to be used as a staging area for FEMA camps and for Operation Jade Helm, and they're using these massive tunnels under BLM. And we do have a phone call here. Thanks for the call to Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Morning, Kelly. Rob.
Hey, Rob. What's going on?
So to tie in with that, I heard, I think it was last week, middle of the week, that the Walton family had sold majority share or all of their shares in Walmart.
How would that be possible?
I don't know. I guess there was eager buyers.
I'm going to Google this just to find out. So what do you think? Do you buy into the idea that Walmart is being used to stage this takeover of America by the government and the military?
I don't know, but they would be considered as an asset to use. We have empty Walmart stores, huge parking lots that could let you set up barriers and have enough kill zone outside and herd the people around wherever you want, get a lot of buses in there or whatever.
All right. You know, I'm listening to this stuff and I'm thinking about these FEMA camps that not FEMA camps, but ISIS camps
ISIS.
That are right across the border. the term false flag comes to mind, although I haven't used it a lot and I don't think about things in those terms. But if the what if they're planting fake stories of crisis or that would be very alarming, but that's not true, to kind of cover up other stuff?
Well, I think that's true, too. You know, the Democrats are masters at they're magicians. You know, you watch the wrong hand with them. They always got to have something going on causing a little commotion so that you're not concentrating and focused on what they're really doing.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't know. Why do these stories keep coming up, and who runs Judicial Watch? It seems like the two stories in the last, 6 months have come out of Judicial Watch. So why is it, you know?
I haven't researched them. I don't know who's behind it.
Well, it used to be Larry Klayman, but I don't know who's there now. You know, it could have been taken over by somebody. I mean, I think Larry Klayman's not running it anymore.
Hmm.
So this is what I found in the news. Walton family sells Walmart shares. Last Friday, the Walton family, heirs of Walmart Stores Incorporated founder Sam Walton, announced that the family business, Walton Enterprise LLC, would distribute about 6% of its holding to a newly created Walton Family Holdings Trust. And the Walton family's stake in Walmart has risen to about 50% as a result of share buyback programs. The family is satisfied to control the company's biggest stakes without actually owning enough stock to give them actual control. There was a story in 2011 in New York Times, though, that said that they have taken back control of it. Rob, I've got another call. Anything else?
No, but just real quick, can you clarify, did they sell their shares in it or just the majority?
They sold them to a trust, meaning they sold them but not to a person.
Okay, very good.
They're still
thanks.
Controlling. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Thank you. It's Patty.
Hey, so what's up, Patty?
Oh, yeah, my mom told me long ago the Walmart was going to be the government store someday, and she was no idiot, okay? Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Mama didn't raise no fools. All right, so they're selling it to a trust. So anyway, it would be like your family selling part of your land or part of your house. Let's say they sold the house but not the land to a trust that was owned by the family or controlled by the family to keep the house in the family, you know? So I guess that would be the comparison I'd give. All right, folks, I'll have to do a little more research into this, but I'm very skeptical when I hear conspiracy type stuff, because I always wonder, is there a better explanation out there? I'm sure you'd ask yourself the same thing. All right, here's On Feminism, 722. Now, I scoured YouTube for pro-feminist videos and was absolutely shocked. If you put in feminism in YouTube, I dare you to do it. I double dare you. What do you find? Almost every single video was a vicious attack on feminism. All right, but I did find one pro. This is like page 5 or 6 of YouTube search. I finally found a pro-feminist video, and it's just as smarmy and smug and self-righteous as you would be afraid it would be. Check it out. Name of the video, what does feminism mean to you? Ugh, disgusting. The guys in these videos, if you saw one of these guys, it would take every fiber of your being not to grab him by the neck. All right, here we go. Feminism, we got a call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this? Hello, you're on the air.
Kelly.
Yes. Mike, hey, what a shock.
I'm sorry, the feminism thing is just too much.
Did you want to? Were you calling up to express your support for feminism, or what?
Oh my God! If I didn't have such a great mom, I would be scratching a chalkboard right now.
Well, God bless your mom. Hopefully she's making breakfast for you right now.
She's in heaven.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good place to be. Beats the other place. All right, Mike, hey, anything else?
One thing, I just want to tell you, have you ever seen that movie, No Place to Hide?
I've heard of it. Who was in it? What's the premise?
I don't know. I was just wondering, because Alex Jones brought that up the other day. I'm going to watch it. I haven't seen it yet. But
what's the plot?
He was connecting it to Bill Ayers in the underground and their philosophy.
What is the plot so people can follow your point?
I got to research it a little more, but I'll let you know. Kelly, the thing I was wondering, which you just brought up, you know, isn't keeping people wondering what's real and what's not a massive psyop?
I don't know, man. I really try to understand the world in direct terms unless I can't do it. And I mean, if somebody tells me that everything is run by a giant conspiracy, I tend to distrust that type of, you know. I don't think people are organized enough to do a giant conspiracy.
But you know, having people wonder all the time, like this Jade Helm, you know, what's real and what's not, just seems to me like one big massive psyop, you know, just to test our reaction.
I understand, but Mike, this would be my encouragement to you and others of a like mind: fight against the idea to explain everything through a conspiracy, because if everything is not run by a giant conspiracy that is tentacles in every direction, then you're totally disconnected from reality.
Well, the thing is, I believe in the supernatural, you know. I'm not a scientific, hardcore facts type person.
All right.
I think there's things outside the box. There's things we don't know.
Okay. And, I don't have a problem agreeing with that. But listen, Mike, hold on. I don't mean to interrupt your thesis here, but for you to call up and say they're shutting down these Walmarts, ergo, you've got to, it's a conspiracy. To me, that's not a substantive argument. It's just a theory.
Well, you know, it's interesting. These Walmarts are located in the areas where they're going to be holding these Jade Helm drills.
All right. I admit that seems that might maybe strike some people as a little bit suspicious, but do you understand what I'm saying? Unless you have a connection of a factual, you know, a trail, that there's no reason to go from A to Z.
Well, that's why I think people are just, you know, when Janet Napolitano came out with that little video for Walmart, she says, if you see something, say
right.
Something.
Hold on. Let me put you on hold. I got another caller. I'll come back to you. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
It's Patty again.
Yes, go ahead.
This is not a conspiracy.
What is it?
I mean, this is a conspiracy of being manipulated and by design from people of 13 families, okay, that rule this world. You all know this. It's not a theory, and it's more than just one thing. It's a facet of many things, okay? We need to start connecting the dots.
Patty, let me ask you one thing. How do you choose? All right, there goes that call. All right, Mike, you just got a little burst, gamma burst from Patty.
I agree with Patty, but, you know, Kelly, what I'd like to say is Judicial Watch it's not run by Larry Klayman anymore.
I think Larry Klayman was, I think he stepped down. Let me do some let's just say, for the sake of the argument, Larry Klayman's shut down. Who's running Judicial Watch now?
That's what I'm going to have to check out, because I didn't know that.
Well, Larry Klayman's been around a long time, and if I'm not mistaken, he is not running the place anymore, but I'll look it up. Mike, I got to take a break here, but we'll catch you on the flip side. All right, folks. I've got another clip that plays the opposite side of the feminist thing, so I don't mind continuing to talk about conspiracy theories if that is what is percolating through your brain. But my thing on conspiracy theories is you do not have to believe in conspiracy theories to be a conservative, number one. Number two, why? If you see yourself as a discriminating person, you know, a person who doesn't accept what's on the surface, but yet, are you the kind of person that falls for every conspiracy theory out there that you just know? I mean, there and these things are unproved in the traditional sense. I mean, it seems to me, I like Alex Jones, but it seems to me he believes in every single conspiracy that's out there. And I don't see the value in that, because even if there were conspiracies out there, would every single one of them that was ever passed on to you be true? You see what I'm saying? Doesn't there have to be some level of scrutiny or scientific method in on this? All right. Just making a point there. I think it discredits the right if the right is overly tied into conspiracies. Now, am I saying there's no such thing as a conspiracy? No. And is there no such thing as these groups working together to undermine traditional America? I'm not saying that at all. As a matter of fact, in a classic example is this Agenda 21. I've studied it. I've written on it. So I don't say that I'm a person who wouldn't, you know, follow the facts where they would go. Anyway, it's AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE. I'm Kelly O'Connell. 523-1450 to call in. We will be right back. All right, against the background of conspiracy theories, I mean, how do you define a conspiracy anyway? I mean, would you say that this kind of decades-long monopoly in the traditional media to present things as, from a liberal perspective only, is it a conspiracy? Or is it just the natural effect of liberal people expressing their views? I've got a call here. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Good morning, Kelly. It's Tom.
Hey, Tom. What's up? What's
up? You people are scaring me. I went to the cabinet and I got my rentals wrap and put on my tinfoil hat here.
Well,
you got flying saucers landing at Walmart or what? What's going on?
Well, they're shutting down Walmarts. The Walmarts are saying that it's because of plumbing, and I did do some research here. Mike said it was connected to a conspiracy having to do with the BLM and Target and everything. I did some research,
and it
looks like Walmart is claiming that they're shutting these things down because of plumbing, but it doesn't appear to be related to that. I found one story that said that it could be related to union activity, like the Walmart fighting back against unionizing these places. I don't know.
I know the local Walmart here. I live in Las Cruces here. And the Walmart and El Paseo, know that their customer service was shut down Saturday.
Yeah.
Not the store, but just customer service. I don't know what's going on. But Mike's a pretty smart guy. He stays in tune with, you know, what's going on. I don't think he's,
Tom,
I think he really knows.
Tom, do you believe in conspiracies? When you hear these conspiracies, if you listen to Alex Jones or whatever, you hear people talking about it, do you agree with the broad, you know, this broad number of conspiracies? Or are there any conspiracies that you believe in?
Yeah, the Bilderbergers.
The Bilderbergers.
I know that Obama, before he got elected, Hillary was running against Obama. The presidency, remember that?
All right.
They went to a Bilderberger meeting, and all of a sudden, Hillary dropped out of the race. Obama was chosen to be the one.
All right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, there's a difference between causation and just you know, there's something that one thing can cause another, or it can just be around another, and people will see the two things around one another and say that, you know, that it causes it when it really doesn't. For instance, a chicken crowing in the morning doesn't actually cause the sun to rise, you know?
Chickens don't crow.
Well, you know, a rooster, whatever, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that I think the movement on the right is hurt by this over connection.
Overreaction.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of people out there that believe in conspiracies, and it makes us seem like we don't have any scientific method in our thinking, that we don't have to have things that are proved. We just hear the scary, you know.
Yeah, Kelly,
Yeah,
you know, there are some talk shows that do that, and you know, people's mind off of what's really going on. You know, it's like the you know, the Wizard of Oz. Don't look at the guy behind the curtain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm just asking you: are all conspiracy theories correct?
Oh, hell no.
All right. If they're not, then how do you differentiate, if you believe in conspiracies, which ones are correct and which ones aren't?
You know how I differentiate?
Yeah.
Wow. I listen to people like you, Kelly, right? And I listen to some of your callers, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I listen to talk shows. I get the, if you really want to get what's really happening, you do. Like some of the people you mentioned, right? Some of the things they talk about are true. Some things, like FEMA, right? You know, they do have a setup in this nation in case anything goes down. And they have been checking on the water supply, everybody's property, every place. They've been checking on food, survival food. You know, you watch what they do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. You watch what they do. And you have some idea what might be going on.
I got you.
Know people, if you know people and you really listen, you find out what's real and what ain't real.
All right,
you know,
all right.
I don't believe in, you know,
okay.
There are programs that you know, talk about little green men and all that stuff.
Tom.
No, I don't buy that stuff.
Mothership to Tom. Listen, Tom, I got to go. So
all right.
Appreciate the call. Have a good day. All right, folks. I just don't believe in most conspiracy theories. That's it. I mean, I don't. They haven't been proved to me. It's not that I have a disagreement with the people that believe in them. And you know, you're welcome to believe in anything that you want, but I don't. I just need stuff proved to me. Show me the evidence. I mean, that's, you know, trust me. That's in the long run. That's the best way to approach it. You could be the most conservative person in history and just have a high standard of proof for your beliefs. Which is what I understand conservatism to be in the first place. And I find, to be totally honest, let's turn it around here. I find Marxism to be a conspiracy theory. It's full of nonsense. But people think Marxist theories explain everything. I think that's perfectly justifiable. We got a call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly Collins Show. Who's this?
Susie. Yes.
Susie, how's it going? Thanks for the call. Hope you're doing well.
Oh, fine. Thank you. The only thing I can offer in this whole scenario that you're discussing is I think this is a good thing for the public to really question things. We shouldn't take things at face value.
Right.
I think that whatever the arguments are, we do need to look at both sides and then, as you say, decide for ourselves. However, I will offer one thing.
All right.
Which was kind of strange. My husband, and I'm old now, used to be a part of 82nd Airborne. And I think he was involved in some special operations. And this was during the Vietnam War. And he was caught behind enemy lines. He would never tell me anything because he was not allowed to. The only thing he told me at that time was, he says, just remember, in about 20 years, we will be fighting a war in the desert. That never made any sense to me.
All right.
If the military is planning something, they're, I think in on the positive side, we have to look at, people have to prepare, and the only way they can prepare is by training.
All right. Are you saying, Susie, that the Jade Storm, the Jade, whatever it's called, Jade, whatever, this thing where they're sending in a bunch of 1,200 elite troops into various states, you support that?
I can say that I could possibly support it if it is in defense of our country. If you look at their map or whatever it is, the states that you named, these are border states. We've got a problem with protecting our border. The United States has never been invaded. I think that the country should be prepared for an invasion.
All right. Let me turn it around a little bit. What you're saying could be true, but if the government is really working for our benefit if they're doing everything they can to protect us, if they're bringing in jade, I can't remember the second word in it, jade, whatever, this undercover thing, instead of putting a bunch of money into that, why don't they just secure the border?
I agree with that as well. But in other words, there's always, you know, there's always two sides to the coin. It can be used for good. It can be used for bad. If we want to be prepared, we have to be, we have to be able to train. If the government is corrupt, then it will turn into a bad scenario. However, let's look at the hypocrisy here that we have. Our government, our present administration is so against protecting our border, and yet you see that the White House has fences around it. Why shouldn't our country be able to defend itself?
Exactly. I mean, let's face it, the White House is about as good as the U.S. government is on the border at keeping people out. They just caught another guy that topped the fence. They had a toddler go under the fence the other day. They've got people that they got a guy that ran all the way from the fence into the White House. I mean, it's kind of ironic. I find it. Anyway, Susie, thanks for the call. Was there anything else?
But we need to be able to question. As U.S. citizens, that is our right to do. It is our right to protect ourselves.
Okay.
And it is our right to be able to support something that is of good consequences, not evil.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot for the call. All right, folks. Kelly here. It is 7:46 on the 20th of April, AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, and 523-1450 to call in. We will be right back. It's Kelly here, and just talking about conspiracies and that type of thing. And you know what? I honestly think that conspiracies, number one, discredit the right. They discredit a lot of the people. And I'm not saying, once again, there's no such thing as a conspiracy, but to believe in every conspiracy, for example, to say, by definition, when five Walmarts close and they happen to be in areas where there's this Operation Jade Shield or whatever it's called, is that by definition means that they're going to be used by the government and they're connected to Target and there's a BLM tunnel that is connected to these things. It's just strikes me as ridiculous. I mean, where's the proof? I mean, don't you have to have, you want the left to have evidence for global warming. Why don't you want evidence for your own theories? Why don't you insist that, I mean, something might sound interesting or attractive because it supports your views that the government's trying to take everything over, but it doesn't mean that therefore every you know, conspiracy that supports that idea is true. All right, we've got another call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Kelly, me again. I'm sorry.
You're not sorry, but what's your point?
Well, I was just wondering, you know, if you don't look at it as a left-right issue, you know,
look at what? Look at what?
Conspiracy. You know, I mean, there's plenty of people on the left that believe in conspiracies, too.
Such as? Well, I just pointed it out.
I
just pointed it out that Marxism, if you get scientific and, like what I'm talking about, hard thinking, if you logically minded, if you demand evidence, Marxism as a whole is an absolutely ridiculous theory that's not only not proved, it's disproved. And yet, this is the worldview of a lot of people on the left that want to change the world. So I agree it's a problem on both sides. But I'm just saying, well, prove it to me, Mike.
What if you replace that word Marxism with socialism?
Well, I mean, all right, this is how I see it. And, you know, Doug, the guy that came on last week and had mentioned I have a philosophy background. So when I learned about Marxism, it was within a classroom studying Marx and studying Hegel and all these people. So if you lay it down, Karl Marx said you're going to have a transition in society from this primitive agrarian society to feudalism, and then it's capitalism. But then it transitions to socialism and then to communism. So in my mind, these two things are kind of interchangeable. They're just various steps on the same path.
How about national socialism?
Nazism. But make your point about conspiracy. Why would you believe in something? Why would you put faith in something that has not been proved rigorously to you?
Just trying to think outside the box.
I know, but
things,
I understand that. I don't have a problem with that. But you're basically presenting it as facts. And I know that it's a fact that Walmart got shut down. I know that it's a fact that Walmarts are shut down in these areas where this Operation Jade Helm is going on. I know that there might be. I don't know anything about the tunnels under the BLM. I do know that Target shut down in Canada. But you're grouping them all together and saying, "See, the government is going to use these as staging grounds." And I mean, where's the evidence for? I mean, why state something as a fact to someone that is certainly not proved?
Well, it just depends, Kelly. I mean, like, I don't mean to get religious or anything, but if you take like Psalms 22 in the Bible, when Christ is on the David predicts Christ's cross, and that was like what 2,000 years before it happened.
But hold on a second. You're being religious and believing in the prophecy of the scriptures doesn't have anything to do with seeing that Walmart is going to get shut down and used as a staging area for Jade Helm or take over the United States. You've got to be a little bit rigorous.
But you got to go by a little bit of intuition and sixth sense. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. That's why I'm challenging you.
Well, are you just saying that the five senses, like we're animals or something?
No, I'm not saying that, Mike. I'm just saying in the same way that you – I guess what I'm trying to say is be rigorous. Don't criticize the left for believing in global warming when it's clearly not supported across the board by facts and science, and then turn around and accept something that's totally unrigorous.
But I don't think it's just the left that believes in global warming. I mean, there's like...
I got another call, though, Mike. This is your third round. Let's talk again tomorrow. Thanks for the call to Kelly O'Connell Show. And who's this?
Hey, good morning, Kelly. This is Greg.
Greg, yeah.
You hit the nail right on the head. This is the third time Mike has called. He obviously has a lot of time on his hands. I think he needs to get out of his box and start walking the dogs. Have a great day, man.
You too. All right, folks. Look, Mike. Anybody else, Patty, or anybody else that likes to think about conspiracies, I am not opposed to a conspiracy in theory. Prove it to me, though, and I'm a very skeptical person, though, and that doesn't mean that I don't have faith in God or anything, but I mean, to put it in terms of skepticism or proof, the idea that the universe created itself from the smaller than a pinhead, all the material is packed in there, and now we have 100 billion galaxies with 100 billion stars in each one. It's ludicrous to say that happened by accident and all the structure in the universe. See? Well, we got one more call. Thanks for the call to Kelly Connor Show. This is Kelly. Who's this?
This is Susie again.
Who is this?
Susie. I just called you a minute ago.
Yeah, we're running out of time, Susie. Just briefly.
Okay. Very quickly, I think what we need to realize is a vaccine is a portion of the disease. And what it does is it gradually helps the body become inoculated to what you're trying to fight. These conspiracy theories should be considered that way because things are not going to happen all in one blow. But you, if you take it step by step at a long range situations, people will begin to, you know.
Okay.
I
see what you're saying, but I'm running out of time. Susie, thanks for the call. Folks, we'll be right back. We'll just be out of time, though.
I'm Lex Reed.
It's Kelly here, and we got about 1 minute left. I appreciate you calling in. I meant to get a little bit more into feminism, but the fact of the matter is people wanted to talk about this conspiracy stuff, which I don't mind. I'm just saying, though, I think as a movement, the right will have more credibility if we're rigorous. And, you know, it's no good to turn around and say that global warming is false, but you know, that we've got all these conspiracies that are true, and there's the same level of rigor or evidence on both sides. I mean, I think